Now, groups have been using Play-Doh and other visual or artistic tools to illustrate their ideas about next steps, and now we're going to hear about what they came up with.
So our volunteer group, where do they go?
Let's get.
I'm too old. I think of Mr. Bales.
It's 2020. We have a brown person, a white person, and a blue person. Together. In harmony, in discourse, in strife. It's up to your imagination.
You didn't get any fun?
Thank you. Who's next?
So the black kind of represents journalism, while the colors represent different communities. And this first circle right here is like right now, 2017. Then this little black circle is the future, like 2020. And they're all converging kind of into each other and linking in the middle. And the black lines are kind of journalism helping to kind of lead things into each other.
Next group.
Bingo here.
So in 2020, we have a plant that is unrecognizable and a root system that is made up of disjoint and different color and different sized people and communities that come together to make journalism in some way.
How about just call out some words and I'm making this up as we go along, as you can tell, because I'm feeling the need for responses. So what's call out a few words, things you're noticing that maybe they didn't even notice.
Slugs.
Back up and do that with the other two so they have the benefit of that. Oh, mixed roots. Cool. So let's rewind. Responses, quick responses to the color. I know we have three more. But I'm coming back. So quick responses to this guy. A mandala. What else? What?
Slippage.
Overlap.
Pokemon ball.
Yay.
Weaving.
Fluidity.
Weaving.
What is that? Confluence.
I like that there's a lot less black in the center than there is in the rest of
the less.
Kind of like a take-off on the yin-yang.
Cool. Cool. Lots of diversity. And back to our Mr. Bill's sculpture. Responses. What do you see? that maybe the artist didn't see.
Youth involvement. Groundbreaking.
Maybe you could have put some boobs on those.
Exactly.
By the way, I want you to notice what just happened when we went from one-way communication to two-way communication. They changed it. Mm. All right.
It's the ultimate simplicity and how easy that was compared to all these other things.
I'm impressed that the blue person is invited. Blue is out of the room usually.
That sort of reminds me of the, we keep coming back to the, said simple ideas, old ideas being called something new. It's just coming back to the basics.
Once the blue person is bigger, which leads me to think, okay, people who are usually excluded are such much larger groups than what we usually admit to.
So, they're not flat.
Three dimensions.
Next group.
This is
being
one-way.
Okay, over here to the
Cornucopia. I'm losing my memory.
Rather from hearing from the artist, how about just actually any artist statement, or shall you just get a reaction response?
So I think the gardening metaphor is taking hold here, and we said what would engagement, if we did all the work that we're talking about right, what would it look like in a community? And it would be that no one had a need, that their needs were taken care of. And so the idea of the shared bounty came out of that, and the cornucopia, that if we bring all of that together, that all of us can be fed.
Audience response.
I have an association. Homegrown
journalism. I take a Thanksgiving. I think of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, gratitude.
No, you interpret Thanksgiving in different ways. I mean, I'm not talking about the holiday, but giving thanks. And
multimedia.
Yeah.
Fruits and vegetables.
Back to nature. Back to nature.
What else? Nourishment.
Farmer's table. What is farmer's table?
Farm table.
Organic, but not in the organic food sense.
Out of the
soil of the community.
Yeah.
Is that asparagus or green beans?
Those are
green beans
and
peas.
What's the big brown thing?
All right, next. We're talking about the food, so next group. Over here. Okay, I think we have a switch. Keep your attention.
We have a lovely heart-shaped chain of different colored hearts showing how we're all connected. And some of them have marbly centers and things mixing, and some of them are huge and some are small. Interpret how you wish.
Well, and there were some people who had to get down and dirty to
put together the dry cracks with some water to make it all work, that nothing was thrown away, but it took a little dirty work to get those pieces back together again.
Did you get those hands, whoever's recording this?
Yeah.
Swinney. So, connection. What?
It's not just a chain, it's a chain of hearts.
Chain of hearts. Any other?
We think of chains as being strong, but I think it's meaningful that that chain is actually very delicate. So for those things to stay connected, you have to handle it with care.
It's a delicate coalition of the willing.
A delicate coalition of the willing, wow.
So it's not part of it, it's not supposed to be, but we see all of the parts and what was necessary, so I think it also demonstrates the work that's involved in the process.
The year is 2020. You have entered the newsroom of the future.
This is, by the way, all impromptu. I don't know.
Impromptu.
Stand.
Anthony, we would like to welcome you as an applicant for the position of listener. As you know, this is the most prized role that we have in our organization, and we would like you to step into our circle, and we welcome you to share your experiences and help interview for this position.
Wonderful being here. Thank you.
I'll start by introducing myself, Anthony. My name is Linda. I am a single mom. I have two young children, ages 3 and 5, and I'm currently struggling to put myself through college, and I'm reliant on public services, and I'm very concerned about whether I will be able to complete my education.
I'm Summer. I'm an engagement coach, and I work with lots of different newsrooms to sustain public power journalism, so I prioritize community's curiosity.
I'm a Frisbee ecologist, and I am part of a coalition of storytellers who work with people who were formerly homeless and are now covered and connected.
I'm the town curmudgeon. I'm going to ask you some tough questions.
I'm the diversity officer. You need to bring it.
I'll start by saying, Anthony, you get the first question. What question do you have of the hiring committee?
Do you think you can afford me? It's 2020.
Summer, would you like to tell them what position takes?
Well, I will say engaging takes effort and work, and you're going to need to invest emotionally in a heavy sense. So we do compensate at the rate of $200,000 a year.
And we regret that that's just slightly above the poverty.
Yes, I'm wondering how well you deal with conflict.
I came from a different background than most of you, and I think that's a strength rather than a weakness. I mean, this is prompt. So I've seen situations that probably you have not seen before. So I think I would bring that to the table. Not confrontational. I'd like to see both sides and weigh both sides.
How would you bring subjectivity into your work so that we know you're emotionally invested and aren't coming from a stance of the view from nowhere?
As long as it requires creativity, I mean, as long as it involves creativity and it helps community building, I think that is important. I don't think that is subjective. It's creative. It's innovative.
So since we all look the same, and in terms of diversity, do you think that it's more about numbers? What is diversity to you, and how is that important to the work that we produce?
It doesn't have to be one or the other. I have to look at my bottom line. You know, I need 300,000 at least. You know, my lifestyle, it's 2020. You know, and if you want to do community building, you need funding. You need to do, it requires a lot of money. My overhead cost is really high. But I hear what you're saying. I represent diversity. 2020, it's no longer white or black alone. It's now there's in between, multicolored United States of America. And I think I represent that culturally, linguistically, and experience-wise, I have.
Reflections.
The $200,000 was great, but it's a big dream. Way beyond 2020.
What I love was that that was called out as the person that's the most important person in the organization.
And I love that it was staged so that he stood and they were sitting on the floor. I just love that.
Reminds me of Ben's quote about engagement being part of the bottom line.
I thought what Summer said about needing to be invested and not coming from the view from nowhere is obviously would be so shocking in a lot of newsrooms.
I think it's something that we've talked about why it's important a lot.
I want to point out that Linda led with who she is as a person, not her role in the organization. That's not something we expect to hear in that context, and I think that was subtle and powerful.
How do you know I actually worked in that newsroom? I actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah,
even the, I think that the curmudgeon also was in the newsroom because they often don't want to listen to the curmudgeon, that person that continually breaks in us, but there's a reason they're doing that.
Mm-hmm. I like that Summer played the role. She said something like, how do we know you're not coming at us with a view from nowhere? Like, we don't want that. How do we know you're bringing subjectivity in? I like that a lot.
Linda, I just want to say you shouldn't have to work in an organization to have a role.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. And I went into it thinking, like I'm here as a, like, this is my role. I'm a community member.
Mm-hmm. Communities members as part of the hiring committee. I like
mm-hmm. Anything else? So we're going to do one last task related to your awesome creative creations. And Nietzsche is going to help us with this. So we want to bring two flip charts side by side in next to each other. And have a seat, grab a chair if you want to bring them in kind of around her.
I think it was a
as we're getting this set up. Explain. So we're going to build I'm going to offer just a brief reflective space, and then what we want to capture here are generative images, features, values, virtues. We've been doing it with them individually. So as you look across all six of the creations, what resonates? It may be because you saw it in some way in every one of these, or it may have just been in one, and it's something that you say, that's a keeper. As we think about our own community and supporting it to thrive, what are those key items? And I want to mention one thing. I may have said this, some of you have heard this from me at least. We have a colleague who's done some research on the role of generative images in transformative change. And 100% of the projects that he and his team studied where a generative image existed, transformation happened. And a generative image isn't necessarily visual. An example that he uses, and therefore I often use, is sustainable development. Before that term came into being, it's common use now. You know, business people and environmentalists were at war with each other, and someone coined the term sustainable development. Nobody knew quite what it meant. It's kind of ambiguous, but it's attractive. And all of a sudden, all of a sudden, 20 years later, sustainable development is embedded in our thinking, and the creative innovations that came out of environmentalists and business people working together. So generative images, if we come up with one, that's phenomenal. And other, values, features, the keepers.
You got it.
We should hire her as a journalist, right? Yeah.
Can I just say that she's been listening better than so many of us have.
Thank you.
Actually, that deserves some applause. So, do you want some silence to actually do a little bit of breathing into this before we start? So a chance of packing this. So this is a little moment of reflection. I'll sound a bell, and in a minute, I'll sound it again.
Whole self connection.
mosaic where communications is the connector between beautiful pieces. Cheered by every lens towards a beautiful picture.
Did you say communication?
Mosaic. So little pieces right. that are put together. Yeah, yeah. The picture with journalism is the, or communications is the glue between them. How about the dialogic newsroom?
Journalists as meaning making midwives.
Evolving discourse.
Curiosity as the starting point.
When doubts become commitment.
Comfort with discomfort.
I just need 1 minute, please.
Didn't you know it? I found a really efficient way of doing mics, and it's hard to keep up with.
Remove the thimble and expose some skin.
Invite everyone to communicate.
I'm going to wait for her to finish before I say anything. Revolution in newsrooms.
Tradition, transformation, truth, and trust.
Organized to break taboos. Mm.
Simply or actually believing that it is possible to change.
Neighbor gazing, not navel gazing.
Tension is welcome and seen as an opportunity to grow.
Channel conflict into change.
Stories beyond boundaries.
Sizing complexity into portable essence.
The bleeding edge of learning is where love and change occurs.
Bleeding?
The bleeding edge. getting close. Any?
Curiosity for truth and hope are the ingredients, but tension is the energy to put them together.
Can you say that again?
Curiosity plus hope equals change, or requires.
Curiosity, truth, and hope are the ingredients. Tension is the energy to mix them.
Training.
I know, I couldn't even put it together.
Of course.
Be brave.
Step out hurt first. To the end here.
Is it phrases or I'm thinking generative images, I guess. I was thinking
images. We're doing more than generative images, so if you haven't made the leap into an image but have something really important.
Pursue critique.
Three more.
To serve, we have to love, and to love, we have to know.
News as conversation.
Yeah.
We have to weave together all of our stories in order to be able to carry our dreams. Okay, last two.
There's a community continuum that deserves a contextual communications process.
Journalism is one vital organ in the public body.
I think all that came out of Plato and Skits. So, actually, I'd like to do a quick check on that, because I really did feel a temperature shift. Was this worth your while to do that?
To get
out of the words for a while? Okay. I don't hear that enthusiastically, but some of you are referring to it. That feels good, so I'll take it.
But temperature shifts are okay, right?
Yeah. It's just noticing it.
Yeah.
Rather than obliviously going on, which I've also been known to do. So thank you for coming into the space with us to do this. So, what now? What are we going to do? Right. We have some familiar tools. We've got markers and a clock on the phone that's recording here.
paper. So these are going to be sessions with a twist. I'd intended to write this in advance, but I haven't. So here's the invitation to session callers. If you have an action that you are willing, let me back up, and you heard open space is based in the belief that things get done when people take responsibility for what they love. And so creating the kind of community that you all envisioned is about people doing that. And it's the reason why, particularly when we get to action, asking people who feel passionate and are willing to step forward and say, I'll lead this, is profoundly powerful. And so my next invitation is to those of you who really want to step in and take a lead. You don't absolutely do not have to do it alone, but are willing to take that naming of something to be done on behalf of supporting this community to grow and thrive. And what we'll ask of you, because you're going to have about 15 minutes, those of you who do this, everybody who wants to hold, name something they're willing to commit to do, take a piece of paper, write it, put your name on it, and rather than posting it on the wall, just announce it and stand with it. And once we've heard them all, the rest of us will cluster around you, and as a group, you'll have 15 minutes in which to name it, give it a succinct name, a sentence of what you mean by it, who's willing to take the lead, and presumably, if you call it, you're the one, but if you want to recruit someone else, so be it, but who's taking the lead? Just one first step. Who will do it by when?
Can you give an example?
Of something someone might do?
Or that you might do.
I can start, and that can be an example.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
sure.
I commit to be a power user and community connector on Gather, even when I'm not being paid to do it.
And here's the thing. So these are not solo acts that we're asking for here.
Oh, did I go off track?
I don't know. If this is a group of others who want to be power users with you,
okay. Got it.
Then form a group around power users. And
that's why we need examples for to work with them.
Name it. Who's on point? First next step, and who else is willing to sign up to work with you? Because this is not solo work. Okay? Is the task clear? So this is the invitation for who's willing to step in and take the lead. Go. Yep.
Do I announce after I write?
Write it and then announce it. It's always more succinct after somebody's crystallized their thoughts on paper. And by the way, we're asking for a different level of commitment at this stage. So there may not be very many. And that's cool. But one of the lessons of the world of complexity science is very small actions can have very large consequences. And the often visual or metaphor for that is the butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the
world,
causing storms halfway across the world 6 months later. So you don't need lots. You just need people who care.
I would like to bring open space inside newsrooms so we can have some of these conversations with those we work with.
And just stand with the balloons.
So I'm going to commit to tracking efforts at community engagement amongst this group and sharing / collaborating on those results.
This is kind of cheating because I was already going to do this before I came. But I commit to convene this community in real life again to build on the work that we've done here. And I think that's what I want to emphasize is I really do want to build on the things we've talked about here to take the next step.
I'm not sure if this is really banal, but I want to hire you guys and or the really like on fire young people in your life that would care about community engagement and non-traditional journalism. So I work at Harkin, there's 9 of us, we work with 70 newsrooms, and we need help eventually, and I really care about pushing forward like an equitable hiring process where I bring in people who have fresh perspective. I started as an intern there, and it's changed my whole life, so hope to bring people in the next year.
I want to start by creating a short, adaptable guide for journalists so that they can design and facilitate community conversations in their own communities.
I would like to formalize listening cores in media organizations. I'm offering to serve as a personal connector and introducer between people with new ideas and news organizations across America.
Anyone else? Okay. So I'm going to ask those of you who are standing to just place yourself around the room. And actually, here's a test. If there isn't yet a group up here that you want to join, then maybe there's something else you want to name. Okay, in a moment, I'm going to invite you to choose a group to be at least thinking partners, if not being willing to put your name on that, what it is, who's in the lead, first next step.
By when?
Who's working with you, and a brief description. And capture that on a flip chart. So why don't you go stand near the flip charts? And if there aren't enough, then we'll bring them to you. Form the groups. We'll literally, this is a quick standing huddle, so you may not even want to bring chairs with you. It'll take 15 minutes. 15-minute sessions.
Figuring out what's that? How are people?
like for a while ago. My core job, so I'm an engagement consultant, so I work with a journalist in the newsroom, and we just play that side.